This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Good evening, everyone. As you can tell, this is not Mike Lindell. This is Patrick Kolbeck. I'm filling in for Mike today. Usually he's able to spin 10 plates in the air and come on the show and take care of business and share with you the news of the day. But today he's got about 20 plates spinning in the air at the same time. So he asked me to fill in for him and provide you with an overview of some of the activities we're working on as they relate to the plan to secure the 2024 elections. And a lot of you have listened to Mike, you know, the passion for him in particular to help secure the elections coming up. And he's put a lot of effort into it, a lot of his own resources into it, and obviously a lot of his own time into this. That is his passion. And tonight we're going to walk through his plan, and we're going to talk in a little bit more detail than maybe you've heard before on the different components of that plan. These are parts of what we're referring to as a solution. So a lot of people, when they look at the 2024 election, they said, okay, yeah, we know about all the problems that are going on. We know about the fact that these machines are connected to the internet. We know that the media is censoring us. We know that big tech is censoring us. How do you get around all these problems that are out there? Well, tonight we're going to walk through solution by solution on what Mike has put together to help us get around those problems. And also towards the tail end of tonight, I want to walk you through some of the key findings that we have in that Supreme Court filing. I know Mike's been talking about it, but it's worth talking about again. And that Supreme Court filing for a petition for a writ of certiorari is a big deal, guys. We want to get the Supreme Court of the United States to tell the lower courts to actually go off and do their job. In the case of Lake v. Fontes, that's with Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham as plaintiffs. And we just want the courts to actually go off and look at the evidence that we have. And guys, there is a lot of evidence that nobody's looked at. And if you look at the case that was filed by Mike's attorneys, including Kurt Olson, guys, it was a phenomenal briefing. And if you want to go off and find out more and read the detailed briefing yourself, it's over 200 pages. Just go out to LindellPlan.com. Especially if you really like reading legal briefs, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of information in there that I'm sure many people still have not heard of, and it's compelling. Not only is the new evidence compelling, the new evidence where he talks about the actual decryption keys being embedded in plain text in the SQL Server database, but also all the other evidence that was offered in the original case is compelling as well. And it's just a matter of making sure that people know about it. And then we're going to finish up too with a discussion of some recent developments. There's been some internal emails from Dominion that have been shared by one of my friends, a good sheriff, one of constitutional sheriffs out in Michigan by the name of Darleaf. And he put that information out with to Stephanie Lambert, the attorney working on this case as well. And I think what you'll find in these emails is pretty concerning, and it indicates foreign nationals, in particular foreign nationals from Serbia, were being used by Dominion to develop the software that we use in our American elections. And there's evidence in those emails that Serbian nationals were actually engaging with these election systems during the election. So that's just some of the items of concern to go over there. And we also want to talk to you about some of the grassroots activities that are happening all across the country as well. And I know you guys have heard from Marilyn Todd out in New Hampshire. We've also got some great people out in South Dakota that are working on it. Jessica has been doing a great job out there as well. So there's a lot on tap for tonight. And without further ado, though, I kind of want to zero us back into a discussion of the plan, because like I said before, so many people have been told that they know what all the problems are. They know we got a lot of evidence associated with what happened in previous elections to subvert the integrity of those elections. But what we want to hear about are the solutions. Well, that's what I want to walk through with everybody tonight. So without further ado, I'm going to take a shot here at doing a little screen share. And we're going to go through walkthrough of some of those solutions right now, and that Mike has put together. And if you go to Lindell or to the electioncrimebureau.com, I just encourage you to go to that site. This is a site that I help manage most of the content that goes on this site. So if you don't like the way it looks, I'm the guy that you can blame on it. But the basic organization of this and that I want to walk through tonight is the idea of walking through the plan. Now, this plan, you know, Mike revealed it back in August. It was his plan to secure our election. Out at the election summit out in Springfield, Missouri, that a lot of you may have been at. And there's a lot of video testimony from not just Mike, not just from Mike's team of experts, but also grassroots advocates from all over the country. We had representatives from all the states testifying to what was going on in their respective states. And at this, the second day of this summit, Mike revealed what he calls and refers to as the plan to secure our elections. And if you go to the site, electioncrimebureau.com or lindellplan.com, what you'll find out is that you can actually go off and read what Mike is talking about in that plan to secure our elections. This provides a high-level overview of everything that you need to know in order to go off and understand the things that we can do in a very practical manner to go off and secure our elections. And one of the things I'm kind of mesmerized by here when I look back at it, because my background, for those of you who don't know, I'm a former Michigan State Senator, and I'm an aerospace engineer. I've been in systems engineering pretty much my whole career. It's led to a lot of management activities as well. And management consulting career is pretty successful. But I like looking at the big picture, and I like working from a top-down methodology to go off and identify all the different components that are needed in order to achieve a specific result. In this case, you know, we're talking about developing a system that helps us secure our elections. And there's a lot of components that go into that. And the solution that Mike unveiled, the plan, as he unveiled it out at that August summit out in Springfield last year. It's amazing how many different bases Mike covered component by component that are all starting to now work together and cover all of our bases to help us secure this 2024 election. So without further ado, I'm going to go off and start walking through all the different solutions that Mike has helped put in place. And whenever you're talking solutions, the first thing you want to talk about is the idea of, well, what problem you're trying to solve with that solution. And so the first one, and a lot of Mike has talked about this quite a bit, and it's very important because it's one of the key enablers to subverting the elections nationwide across America. And that is the existence of these internet connections for our electronic voting system. Now, first of all, they're not supposed to be there. And we've been told over and over that these internet connections just simply don't exist. Well, I'm here to tell you they do exist. And so what we've done here and what Mike has put together is that, you know, we've got these the idea of these internet connections. And when you have these internet connections, they allow for the centralization of the management of our election operations. So our elections in the United States used to be, by and large, very decentralized operations. They used to be managed at the precinct level, and there is very little centralization of the election management at all. But these internet connections allow fewer and fewer bad actors to control a broader and broader swath of our elections across the country via these internet connections. So Mike decided that he wants to make sure that everybody understands that that is a lie. All these machines are connected to the internet. And so all these election officials, all these machine vendors that are telling us that they are air-gapped, that they're not connected, And they're not telling you the truth, folks. And so what Mike put together as a response to that lie was the idea of a wireless monitoring device. And so if you go to the electioncrimebureau.com website and you click on the actual solution for that, it's going to take you to a landing page that's going to give you a description of these wireless monitoring devices. What does it do? And, you know, more importantly in this case, what doesn't it do? It's going to monitor wireless connections, and then it's going to tell you how to actually get engaged. And this is a common theme on this electioncrimebureau.com website now, is that for each of the solutions, these solutions are designed so that you can engage with those solutions and actually leverage them in your state and your community to help secure the elections. And so the common theme across all these solutions is that Mike, at significant expense of his own money, his own time, his own resources, his own, he's put his company at risk, guys, because that's how he's going off. And he needs the money that he generates from his business here to help keep his lights on at home so that he can afford to go off and dedicate time to this endeavor to help secure our elections. He's invested everything he's got on the table to help make these solutions possible. This wireless monitoring device is an example of one of those components of the solution that he's making available to everybody out there. And if you want to engage and actually get access to these WMDs, it's step by step how to actually go off and get access to that device is laid out on that website. So it's meant for everybody, but you know, there's a limited supply, so we're going to have to do some vetting associated with who gets access to it and who doesn't. And all that information, how to get it and how to say that you're interested in getting a WMD, is all listed up on the website under solutions. So this is the first step to helping everybody out. But the beautiful thing about what Mike is doing on each of these solutions is making sure that essentially everybody has access to these things. So, and he's doing it for everybody. So let's see, what else do we got? We got these problems with these electronic voting systems. They all have these machine vulnerabilities that have been well documented in cases like Curling v. Raffensperger, and which was launched back in 2019 before the 2020 election. It highlighted a significant number of machine vulnerabilities that going into the election were just not addressed. And so a lot of us, including myself, including Mike, are saying, well, you know, there is a solution to that problem. Get rid of the darn machines and return to hand counts. So how do you go off and do that? Well, you know what? Mike has identified a solution for that. And he's got Linda Rance, who's been going all across the country, identifying, guys, it's easy to go off and do hand counts. And she goes off and dispels all the common, misconceptions about how to go off and conduct hand counts. You know, all the people that say they're too expensive, we can't do it, it's impossible to do in today's modern age. You know what? We used to do hand counts all the time. This is not rocket science. Trust me, I'm an aerospace engineer. Hand counts are not rocket science. Before Common Core math came around, this was an easy thing to do for everybody. So Linda goes off and helps people understand how we can do hand counts in an efficient and effective and accurate manner that it actually costs less than machines when you're looking at the overall life cycle cost, the total cost, and it actually can get in the election results the same night. I mean, they have whole countries like Argentina, the Netherlands and in France, they can get their election results in the same night with hand counts. Guys, we can do it too. This is America, all right? We used to do this all the time. All right, so let's go back and look at some other solutions here. And before we go to the break, and because right now you're on one of those solutions, we're all struggle with the idea of being able to get out our message because we've got censorship on many of the popular media platforms that are out there, whether it's cable TV, whether or not it's a newspaper, et cetera, whatever is known as big media or what President Trump refers to as fake news, they won't let us talk about election fraud. So how do we get our message out? How do we tell people what's going on? Well, that's where the Frank Speech platform comes in. And that's why Mike developed it. It's to go around that censorship. And so this Lindell TV that you're watching right now is part of that solution. And we need you to share the existence of this platform with your friends and family so that they know that they can get the straight truth about what's happening in our elections and from this platform. He's got three live streams that are going on, Lindell TV 1, 2, and 3. And there's a variety of shows on each one of them. This is how we go around the censorship of the mainstream media, particularly as we get into this election season, because that censorship is going to ramp up even more, and you're not going to be able to hear about all the things that are going on in the elections. Tune into Frank's speech if you want to find out what's actually going on in our elections. They will not censor you. All right. So with that being said, we're going to take a short break here right now. And when we get back from that break, we're going to continue that march through all the respective solutions. And guys, there's a lot of stuff that Mike's invested in. I want to make sure you take advantage of all these different solutions out in your community, in your state. But I, before we go to break, I want to make sure you understand, we really do need your help on this. We need you to go to lindellplan.com because Mike's put all of his cash on the table, guys. He's all in on this already. If this is going to, if these solutions are going to continue to have legs and continue to be able to support all these activists all across the country, we need your financial support. And so please go to lindellplan.com. Share that the donate link with your friends and your acquaintances, your coworkers, your congregation members, everybody, and let them know that this is for all the marbles in this 2024 election. If we're going to restore election integrity and secure our elections, we need your financial support as well as your time and in helping to deploy these solutions. So when we get back, we're going to continue this roll down through all the solutions at theelectioncrimebureau.com.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Rose, CEO of Genesis Gold Group. Can your retirement savings like an IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our very doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide.
Call Genesis Gold Group today at 1-800-200-GOLD and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. That's 1-800-200-GOLD or 1-800-200-4653. Or visit genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
There's a concerted effort to intimidate and censor conservative thinkers. The very freedoms secured by our Constitution are being threatened by the most liberal progressives America has ever seen. They're trying to indoctrinate and corrupt our children in schools. They've defied the authority of the Supreme Court. They've weakened our economy with lockdowns and mandates. They've failed to keep our borders secure. They've weakened America's position on the global stage. It seems like everything they do is to the detriment of our great nation. But there are plenty of patriots with the courage to stand up to the left, and there's an easy way for you to stand with them. Join AMAC. AMAC is the conservative membership organization that's helping to make America great again. AMAC is a voice for conservatives that cannot be ignored. Stand with over 2 million America-loving patriots by joining AMAC today.
Celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50% and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Patrick Kolbeck filling in for Mike Lindell on the Lindell Report. And before the break, we were walking through a list of solutions that Mike has put together as part of the plan to secure the 2024 election. And if you want, we're out at electioncrimebureau.com, and we're walking through solution by solution because a lot of people are saying in this upcoming election, they say they understand all the different problems that are out there. And they understand we got a lot of evidence, but of these problems. But what are we doing about it? Well, this is where you fit in, and this is where I fit in. This is where we all fit in as Americans that love our country. These solutions Mike has made available to everybody in the country to go off and help us restore integrity around our elections. And the next solution component that I want to go over here is one that's pretty important because, as somebody who's been censored on pretty much every single social media platform that's out there. It's particularly when it comes to discussion of election fraud topics. You know, this idea of big tech censorship is pretty important to go off and address. And I don't know how many of you have gone through and read the report that came out of the United States Congress out of Jim Jordan's Weaponization of Government Committee. They put out a report on an organization called the Election Integrity Partnership. And this report reveals that the federal government, through various agencies like DHS, CISA, and the FBI, are actually working in cahoots with big tech companies to actually censor Americans, particularly on topics like election fraud, like COVID-19. And so how do you get around that? That's a problem. If your own federal government has essentially been weaponized against the American people and, frankly, against the truth. So how do you get the truth out? Well, that's where Mike decided to go off and invest in Frank Social. Frank Social is a pretty powerful free speech platform. If you haven't used it yet, I want to highlight that this isn't just your just a Facebook-ish platform, not just a Truth Social-ish platform or a Twitter-ish platform. This is actually part of what we're calling our real-time election monitoring system. So I remember when I was on social media in the wake of the 2020 election, I was talking about everything that I found out at the TCS Center out in Detroit, where I was a certified poll challenger. I couldn't get the word out to anybody. And because I had to use code words, like instead of talking about Dominion, I had to say Domino's. Instead of saying ballots, I had to say pizza, or else I'd get censored on platforms like YouTube. Well, what we're seeing here in Frank Social is that we can get around that. And we're going to be able to and not only report on what happened during the election, but we're also going to address another issue that I and many other people all across the country had in the wake of our election, which was dealing with this fire hose of evidence and be able to organize it and put it into Dewey Decimal System so you could figure out, you could start doing comparisons to apples across all the states on, you know, the fact that multiple states had the machines down at a certain time or multiple states were experiencing the same vote tally anomalies across the board. We didn't pick up on all these similarities across jurisdictions until, frankly, it was too late to go off and challenge it in many cases. So we're going to change that this time around. This Frank Social app that's out there, I encourage you to go to franksocial.com, download the app, go to your Google Play Store or your Android or your Apple Store to, if you have an iPhone, put it on your phone, get used to it now before the election, download it. And when you want to report election anomalies, it's got its own little tab now to go off and provide dedicated election fraud reporting. And they've got hashtags that if you put those on there, they will allow us to actually bin these election anomalies. And you can put photos with them. You can put videos with them. And of course, you can type in text to describe what you're seeing there. And you can also tag it with the location where you got it from, what state that it applies to, that kind of stuff. All that is important information. There's more features coming before the election that'll make it even more useful. But I encourage you to download that Frank Social app because it helps us in this upcoming election to go around this big tech censorship and actually help us respond to election anomalies faster than ever before. So please go off and leverage this Frank Social app. It's a very important part of Mike's overall plan to secure the elections. Something else that we've added, and we work with the organization Cause of America, and Cause of America works with all these state coordinators all across the country. And one of the biggest problems they have is that we're activists. I mean, I'm an aerospace engineer. I mean, I did serve in the Michigan Senate and I did serve on the Judiciary Committee, but that does not make me an expert on how our judicial system is supposed to operate. Now, I've spun up a lot since that point in time, but a lot of folks, a lot of activists all across the country struggle with this idea of, well, where do I start? I know something's wrong. I've got all this evidence. What do I do next? Well, you know, we've put together a team of legal experts at the Election Crime Bureau that if you want to go off and contact them and get advice for what you can do in a high probability of success approach to addressing some of the concerns that you've identified, just contact us. And there's just a simple button here, request assistance. That'll send us an email that we can go off and use to follow up with you and find out and give you some recommendations on what courses you can pursue, including, depending on where you live, maybe connecting you with some good patriotic lawyers that aren't afraid of all the sanction threats that are happening all across the country here. Similar to the legal strategy, we've also got a lot of folks that are struggling with, how do you go off and address the weak election laws that I have in my respective state? How do you start making sure that I have the ability to hand count, for example, or the ability to go off and do an audit, or the ability to restrict the use of internet connections in my state? Well, that's where the next solution component comes in, and that is we have a team of people that are experienced on how to go off and promote good, high success legislative strategies. So, and as somebody who served in the Senate before out in Michigan, I know that the people we're working with in this know what they're talking about. And, back in August of last year, the Republican National Committee passed a resolution with a lot of key policy planks that needed to be adopted across all the states in order to secure our elections. Well, this legislation strategy group can help make that something that we can execute on. And, you know, we have our initial scorecards for all the states that were presented out at the summit. Each state presented their scorecard here. The goal is to get all these states to a full 100 score here, which means that we've checked the box on all the different elements of what it takes to secure our elections. Once again, it's simple. If you need help getting advocacy support for this legislation strategy, just click on request assistance. We'll be able to help you out on that. All right, let's keep on moving down the solution tree here. And now that you've got the idea of a legislative strategy, well, the next step is, well, how do you communicate this strategy to our elected officials? This is where this advocacy platform comes in. And there's a platform that Mike has invested in called CivicClick that is open to everybody that's listening to this, that's interested in securing our elections and has a cogent plan on what we need to go off and do to secure our elections. We have a tool now with the CivicClick software that will allow you to go off and contact your elected officials directly, monitor the effectiveness of your respective campaigns, and be more effective in your outreach activities for specific policy initiatives. So make sure you take advantage of that advocacy platform. And next is another platform that Mike has invested significantly with, and it deals with how do you monitor the integrity of these voter rolls? I mean, that's a key element of the mail-in ballot fraud that happens all across the country right now. How do you go off and help clean the voter roll so that you can't allocate a real ballot to a phantom voter? Well, Mike has teamed up with the folks out at Turning Point USA to develop and deploy a canvassing app called the Courage app. And this has started going through its paces out in New Hampshire with the Remove the Machines New Hampshire folks. And they've taken it through its paces a little bit. And I just encourage you that if you want to use this, this is a way to go off and reach out to individual voters. So the previous app, that advocacy platform, that's a way to contact elected officials. This Courage app is a little bit different. This allows you to reach out and target specific voters and let them know or go off and identify whether or not they're real voters, first of all, but also work with them and contact them directly regarding advocacy that and informing them about what's going on in the country, particularly around what's going on with our elections and how to secure them. So there's a step-by-step process for how to engage with this app. And we just encourage you to check it out. And once again, download the app. And there's ways to download it for both Android and iPhone devices. It's really nifty from a walking campaign. If you're going to do a walking campaign, it actually has a little GPS map of all the different voters. And it'll tell you their political affiliation according to the data that's stored in the database. And so you can just go around and knock on doors and say, hey, I'd like to encourage you to get out and vote in the upcoming election. So that's another tool that Mike has made available once again to everybody here using resources that he's invested, plus the support of people that have supported his plan via Lindell Offense Fund. And that's really important. I can't overemphasize the need for everybody to pitch in here because, guys, Mike is pretty much tapped out on this stuff. He needs your support if we're going to get this across the finish line and secure our elections. So please help support all these solutions out at Lindell Offense Fund .com. So, all right, let's keep on going down through here. Another issue that we've had is that the public isn't generally aware of everything that's going on in our elections. It's so complex. How do you go off and figure out exactly how our elections are stolen? Well, if you've been following Mike for any point in time, any time at all, you've known that he's put out a lot of documentaries. I was in Mike's first documentary called Absolute Proof, where he talks about where I testify to the fact that I, as a certified Microsoft small business specialist, overseeing the elections at the Detroit AV accounting board in at the TCS Center in Detroit, I saw that these machines were connected to the internet, and I testified to that effect in his documentary Absolute Proof. Since then, he's got quite a few other documentaries, and you can get links to how to view each and every one of them at that documentary tab. There's also a couple other documentaries I'm throwing in there because I think they're very important. You know, before 2020, it was all the rage to talk about the vulnerabilities machines because the folks on the other side of the political aisle, let's say, from me and many of the viewers of this show, we're talking about all the machine vulnerabilities, and there were some excellent documentaries put out at that time. And I just encourage you to go off and watch that too. I call it the pre-2020 and the post-2020 election documentaries. And I encourage you to go off and watch those and share them with your friends and family, because the same vulnerabilities are out there in our system today, and people need to be aware of it. Something else that we have to be aware of is that there's a lot of fake narratives that are out there saying that, for example, probably the biggest fake narrative that you hear is that the 2020 election was the most secure election in American history, or that Joe Biden actually got 81 million votes in the 2020 election. Guys, more and more people are waking up to the fact that that is not the case. And the good news is Mike has been investing in polls that actually help us make that point. You know, more and more people are turning off fake news, and they're actually going off to trusted sources. We want to make sure that you get the latest information as to what public sentiment is, in particular on key issues that matter most to you. And that's one of the solutions Mike has. There's also a couple other things that are still in the works. They're not hatched yet, officially yet. But one is we plan to have a dedicated election overwatch channel. So that is going to have standard programming on specific topics. So we'll go over all the good news associated with what's going on with elections. We'll have a scoreboard, which goes over the status of each and every state on a variety of different metrics across the board. So if you like sports and you like elections, this is the perfect combo for you when that show gets going. We'll also go through and give latest status on particular lawsuits across the country, legislation across the country. We're having a Elections University that actually gives an introduction to the key election processes. We're going to talk about some of the NGOs or non-government organizations and much, much more. So stay tuned for that. That's coming. And we're just focused on some other items at present here, but that's going to be coming soon. And then also something that's very, very important, near and dear to my heart, because it enables us to bring together all these different topics around elections into one single location. And it's called Election Nexus. So this is going to be available as a phone app and also via desktop as a website that is going to allow us to actually go off and track all information pertinent to elections that is important to you, everything from the locations of polling locations and drop boxes all across the country to the scorecards for voter rolls or for voter history across the country. And it's going to have an interactive map that ties to specific data sets that you can download and analyze and identify what the source data is and do your own analysis on that information. This is going to be a very powerful tool, and I'm just encouraging everybody to be a little patient. Today I was going through some of the latest user interface adjustments, and it is going to be very nice. And then last but not least is our friends out at Cause of America, because a lot of people don't know how to get access to all these resources. A lot of them aren't watching the Lindell Report tonight. They don't know where to go for all this information, all these solutions. That's why I encourage you to plug into the folks out at Cause of America. And if you just go to causeofamerica.org, you can find out more information from it. They've got a library up there. They'll help you network with other groups, like-minded groups in your particular area. They're going to help you with the hand count training and doing data analysis. Really good group to go off and work with. So these are all the different solutions that are out there. And before we go to break, I'm just going to implore upon you one more time here the need to go out to the Lindell Offense Fund. See this little button up here on the right? I forgot to share my screen the second time. That's what happens when you don't do this on a regular basis. Apologies, guys. If hopefully you guys were walking through me interactively online, but I encourage you to go all to LindellOffenseFund.org or LindellPlan.com. All those solutions that I just talked about in that previous segment, the only way to make them happen and continue to happen all the way through the 2024 election cycle and on is to donate. As I said, Mike has invested everything he's got in there. Now it's up to the American people. Do we want it or don't we? Do we want our secure elections? Do we want our country back or don't we? We need your help out at that LindellOffenseFund.org. I can't tell you how many times I've sat through the discussions over, can we afford to pay these guys? Can we afford to pay these guys? And can we afford to go off and develop this solution? Can we afford to develop this solution? It's a tough discussion because we know everything that needs to get done, but sometimes we just don't have the financial resources to do it. The bad guys, they got money coming out of their ears, frankly. They've got tons of organizations, lots of money coming in from Zuckbucks and Soros and all those, that crew. We need other folks to step up over here. And frankly, a lot of the people that are stepping up for those donations are kind of like the widow's mite. They're the folks that have the least to give, but they are giving sacrificially, and we appreciate that. We also need to have the people that have deeper pockets chime in and actually start supporting this so that they can keep having those deep pockets going forward, not just for them, but for future generations. So please click on that donate button. So when we get back, I'm going to walk through some other developments that have popped up on the radar here today. It's been a big news day. And when we get back, we're going to go over that news. So thank you for tuning in to the Lindell Report.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
There's a concerted effort to intimidate and censor conservative thinkers. The very freedoms secured by our Constitution are being threatened by the most liberal progressives America has ever seen. They're trying to indoctrinate and corrupt our children in schools. They've defied the authority of the Supreme Court. They've weakened our economy with lockdowns and mandates. They've failed to keep our borders secure. They've weakened America's position on the global stage. It seems like everything they do is to the detriment of our great nation. But there are plenty of patriots with the courage to stand up to the left, and there's an easy way for you to stand with them. Join AMAC. AMAC is the conservative membership organization that's helping to make America great again. AMAC is a voice for conservatives that cannot be ignored. Stand with over 2 million America-loving patriots by joining AMAC today.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Lindell Report. Once again, my name is Patrick Kolbeck. I'm filling in for Mike tonight. And in this last segment, I just wanted to go over some of the latest developments that are happening all over the country. Now, in the first two segments, we went through Mike's plan to secure our elections. I went through solution by solution at electioncrimebureau.com. Hopefully you guys were able to follow along there and look at each of the different solutions. It's amazing how much money and effort and time has gone into the development of those solutions. So you can't say we don't have a plan going into the 2024 election, but the one thing you can say is that we need resources to execute that plan. And so after you go through all those different solutions that are out there for you, they're made available for all of you, we need your financial support. So please go to lindellplan.com and help make sure that everybody continues to have access to these solutions that are out there. So without further ado, though, I want to go into some of the fun stuff that's been happening today. And it's been a big news day for a Tuesday in particular, particularly in my home state of Michigan. We have a constitutional sheriff, as I was alluding to at the top of the hour here, by name of Sheriff Darleaf. And he's been doing criminal investigations into the 2020 election. And one of the things that he did recently, and I'm going to go off and this time I'm really going to share it. He has put out a letter that he wants to submit out to Representative Jim Jordan regarding his investigations into the 2020 election. And he's got some pretty startling declarations in this. As a law enforcement officer who's been doing this investigation for the better part of the last 4 years, and in this election, in this letter, he's citing that there are evidence of, first of all, that the election equipment's not secure. Okay, everybody who's listening to this report understands they're not secure. But he went further and highlighted how there are tangible connections to Serbian foreign nationals entering our election system while the votes were being counted. Now, this is pretty damning assertions here, and he's got it supported by evidence. And if you go out to his Twitter feed, you'll be able to get access to all this. And he's at Sheriff Leaf Let me see here. Get you toggled into here. He is at, make sure we're seeing that, at Sheriff Leaf. If you go in there and scroll through his Twitter feed, what you will see are links to a treasure trove of information that reflects internal communications out at Dominion, where they are engaged with discussions with their Serbian developers. They're all timestamped on the emails. They discuss a lot of different aspects of how our elections are actually run, how votes are actually tallied, that I think you'll find very interesting. I have only gotten through about a third of it so far myself, but Sheriff Leaf's intent on getting this out there is for everybody to go off and get a chance to review it. Instead of all this information getting handed over to the FBI for a quote-unquote investigation and then getting buried and never seeing the light of day, like what happened with the folks at True the Vote and Koenig, Sheriff Leaf wants to make sure everybody gets an opportunity to go off and review this information. I encourage you to check into that and share it with your friends and family so that they can see it as well. I'm going to go in and highlight a couple other grassroots activities that are happening that I think is important for everybody to go off and see. And just bear with me here. This is driver error. We're going to show you an organization called, excuse me for a second here. Trying to get it to the right screen. Well, you know what? I think we're just going to have to look at me for a little bit here. There's an organization out in New Hampshire called Remove the Machines. Now, they're launching a campaign to advocate for the removal of voting machines in 24 communities throughout New Hampshire. Now, New Hampshire operates a little bit different than a lot of the other states all across the country. You can vote on whether or not you want to have the machines at the individual community level or municipality level or town level. And so we're helping the folks out in New Hampshire use some of the very same tools that I talked about earlier in the show, like the Courage app, to go off and contact voters and let them know about what's going on. And they're using groups like Cause of America to help them with that as well and connect to volunteers to help them with that activity. That's what we're working on out in New Hampshire to try to make that an example of how to remove the machines. We've also got a case where the folks out in South Dakota are working on getting rid of the machines in South Dakota as well. And they're gathering petitions to, county by county to go off and have a vote on whether or not they should be able to remove the machines and go back to hand counts, transparent hand counts in each community out in South Dakota. So that is a big deal. And just encourage people to go off and support them. If you go to removethemachinesnh.com, that's how you can go off and help the folks out in New Hampshire. And if you go to sdcanvassing.com, you'll be able to find out how to help the folks out in South Dakota as well. So there's so much to go over. I just want you to stay tuned into frankspeech.com. There's a reason why Mike's invested so much into that channel. It's intended to go around that big media censorship. So the fact that you guys are tuning in here tonight, especially with a host that's struggling to go off and toggle to the right window and make sure you guys are seeing what I'm seeing up on my machine up at home, I appreciate you guys plugging in here. There's a lot of information that's going to continue to be posted out at the electioncrimebureau.com and out at the lindellplan.com, and that I just encourage you to go off and check and share with your friends and family, share with your neighbors. Guys, all this work is nonstop. And as you guys know, you've listened to Mike before, he's nonstop on all these different activities. And sometimes it's good that he's not the one going off and asking for the financial support for all of his efforts, because it's good for somebody else who actually works with Mike on a daily basis and sees how much he's invested in this and the fact that we need help. I mean, Mike struggles with being able to make ends meet on a regular basis. We all struggle with the Election Crime Bureau in ways that we want to make sure that we're able to support various efforts across the board in a timely manner. You know, there's still development efforts that are going on with the Courage app that needs funding. We've got the folks out at Remove the Machines, New Hampshire, that are going on, and we help them out with some mobile billboards in addition to providing them with tools like the Courage app, et cetera. But that all requires funding. And so I just, you guys, I want to, you know, let you know that Mike's heart is that he is all in on the, as you guys all know, on securing our elections, but he can't do it all by himself. Literally, if you look at the forces arrayed against us, and they're quite a few, it can be daunting to go off and consider the number of organizations that are out there. There's back in the 2020 election, there was an organization called Protect the Results. That had a, it was a consortium of about 148 leftist organizations that were all unified in essentially what they say is protecting the results of the 2020 election. Now, you know, we all focus on election security, that kind of stuff. They were focused on protecting the results, which tells me that they maybe knew something we didn't know. Well, that Protect the Results coalition has now been morphed into something called the Election Protection Coalition. Same cast of characters, just rebranding, just like Acorn did with their community organizing. They've got a network of all these progressive groups that are all focused on making sure that they get their desired election results. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of news coming up about how we can secure our elections. And let me just say that the policies that are being pursued by these organizations, that Election Protection Coalition, and their election or Protect the Results folks before that in 2020, they are all focused on the things that do not secure our elections. And so we need to get organized. We need to get resourced. We need to get financed to fight back against their efforts. The good news is we tell the truth on everything that we're talking about. It's a lot easier to communicate the truth than it is to fabricate a complex web of lies. And so because of that, you know, we're 10 times more effective than AR with the money that we have, but we do need to compete on that field of battle. So I just encourage you guys to provide financial support via lindellplan.com. Guys, we don't get through that 2024 election without your support. There is a lot of work left ahead. There's still a lot of primaries that are left ahead, presidential primaries, as well as the state office primaries that are happening across the state before we even get to the general election. So we've got essentially in most states right now, we still have three shots at getting this right and how to go off and secure our elections. I just encourage you to get involved. And if you just simply want to volunteer and maybe you don't have a lot of financial resources, get engaged. Go to Cause of America, volunteer your services to help out there. We'd really appreciate it. You know, we're working hard to make sure we have very active presence in all 50 states. So nobody's left behind on that. The way that happens is that you get engaged and you plug into the folks at Cause of America. But if you do have the financial resources available to go off and make a difference, we do need your help. So please go out to lindellplan.com, click that donate button, make it a recurring donation. Recurring sacrifice from your family to make sure that future generations are going to be able to claim and lay claim to the fact that America is still the land of the free and home of the brave. With that being said, that's all I got for tonight and Lindell Report. Once again, this is Patrick Colbeck filling in for Mike Lindell. Thank you guys very much for joining us tonight and God bless. We'll be right back.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology and I knew I had to bring it to you all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature-regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Rose, CEO of Genesis Gold Group. Can your retirement savings, like an IRA or 401k, stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our very doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide.
Call Genesis Gold Group today at 1-800-200-GOLD and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. That's 1-800-200-GOLD or 1-800-200-4653. Or visit genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
There's a concerted effort to intimidate and censor conservative thinkers. The very freedoms secured by our Constitution are being threatened by the most liberal progressives America has ever seen. They're trying to indoctrinate and corrupt our children in schools. They've defied the authority of the Supreme Court. They've weakened our economy with lockdowns and mandates. They've failed to keep our borders secure. They've weakened America's position on the global stage. It seems like everything they do is to the detriment of our great nation. But there are plenty of patriots with the courage to stand up to the left, and there's an easy way for you to stand with them. Join AMAC. AMAC is the conservative membership organization that's helping to make America great again. AMAC is a voice for conservatives that cannot be ignored. Stand with over 2 million America-loving patriots by joining AMAC today.